the ongoing drought conditions have, as we've been hearing, led to wildfires in some places, they are also continuing to pose major risks to water supplies around the country. From tomorrow, Irish Water will reduce water pressure between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. in 34 areas across the Greater Dublin region. But just how unusual are the current conditions and how severe could the situation get? A question I asked Dr. Conor Murphy from the Department of Geography in Maynooth University when I spoke to him earlier.
They are quite remarkable. If you look at the Dublin region at Dublin Airport in Phoenix Park, June rainfall totals, we haven't got July finished yet, of course, June rainfall totals were the lowest in at least 160 years. We've been working on long rainfall records getting back to 1850, and it stands out as remarkable there. Of course, the next number of weeks over June will determine how dry the early summer months have been. But certainly to this point, rainfall levels have been remarkably low.
So it's certainly unusual then. But do the records give us a sense then in an historical perspective about just how serious this drought is now compared to those that have happened previously?
They do. In recent years, we've been working with Met Éireann to try and rescue some of the paper rainfall records across Ireland. And what they show us is that historically, Ireland has been prone to significant drought events. The most recent one in memory, prolonged drought, was in the 1970s, 1976 in particular. But further back in the 1850s, in 1870, in 1887 in particular, and there's even a case where Dublin water supply failed in 1893. But at the moment, even taking May and June rainfall totals cumulatively, this particular event is quite remarkable. We're used to floods in this part of the world when it comes to water hazards, and floods are constrained to floodplains and to areas close to rivers. Drought can have an island-wide effect across many different sectors. In the news at the moment is impacts on agriculture, soil moisture deficits, crop growth, pasture production. And that will knock on over time in terms of economic impacts, but there's also implications then for water resources. So drought in the last 40 years is something that has been missing from our experience. It's there in the historical records, and this event this summer is bringing it back into strong focus.
Obviously, the events of the past are not necessarily an indicator or a predictor of the future or even the present. But can we tell by looking at the past potentially how long could an event like this go on for?
It has commenced relatively early in the season. But we've seen the past drought events can persist right into the autumn, into September, and even at times historically into October. It's hard to say over the next number of weeks what's going to happen. We have the remnants of Hurricane Chris out in the Atlantic at the moment that will bring showers. But it will take a considerable amount of rainfall, perhaps the month's average rainfall in the next 2 weeks to really bring an end to this drought event. So it's likely to persist. What's very useful about the historical records is that they allow us to look at the different signatures of drought or drought conditions that have happened in the past to help us to stress test our current systems. And it's important that we take advantage of the long records that we have to try and build that kind of resilience into our agricultural systems, water supply systems and so forth.
The big concern, obviously, is that we might see more of these types of events in the future as a result of climate change, isn't it?
It is one of the concerns we have around climate change. One of the clear signals we have really for Ireland is increased seasonality. That's wetter winters and drier summers. And it's the dry summers that obviously increases the risk of drought into the future. There has been some work done at a European scale that asked the question that if we are successful at a global scale of limiting warming to 2 degrees above pre-industrial temperatures, what impacts will it have across Europe? And one of the standout findings for that is that by the 2050s and beyond, they highlight that Ireland could be a hotspot for drought in the European context. So in the future, in terms of reductions in summer rainfall, drought is something that we need to be very aware of. And again, the idea of climate change impacts on systems depends on how vulnerable those systems are in terms of the amount of impact. And we haven't invested in our water resource systems anywhere near adequately enough over the last number of decades. So we're vulnerable to this. It will take a considerable amount of investment over the coming decades to bring our systems, our infrastructure up to scratch. And it's crucial that we stress test them both to historical variability, but also to the range of change that's expected in the future.
Are we starting too late?
We have a long way to catch up, but it's important that we start, and it's important that we think about all of the pressures we face here for our water supply systems, with growing populations, with increased competition between different sectors, and climate change. And it's important that climate change is brought to the table on that, because it's a real risk to water resources in Ireland.